This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A Korean professional violinist remains in immigration detention in Aurora. CPR's Allison Sherry says he has an unclear path to stay in the country.
John Shin of Utah arrived in the United States as a young child with his father, who was on a student visa. He then qualified for DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, under the Obama administration. In 2019, he got an impaired driving ticket in Utah, which disqualified him from that program. Now, married with two American stepchildren, Shin was working to try and reach the income requirement to apply for legal status because his wife is an American. He was detained when he showed up to do telecommunications work at Fort Carson Army Base last week. A judge on Tuesday put him into removal proceedings but agreed to a $25,000 bond. The federal government is appealing that, and he remains in custody. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado Springs Congressman Jeff Crank is optimistic that even with the president's decision to move Space Command headquarters to Alabama, his community's space work will continue. He says while Space Command's footprint might not grow, he thinks the Space Force will.
I wouldn't say I have assurances of it, but I'm very confident in it. And, we're working hard to bring new missions to El Paso County, and I feel like we're going to do that over the next weeks and months and certainly years.
Meanwhile, State Attorney General Phil Weiser says he will challenge the move in court. You are listening to CPR News.